The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's not uncommon for people to have, individuals to have emotional challenges of some kind or other. So there could be challenges with fear, or challenges with grief, or sadness, or confusion, and all kinds of emotional things that are hard. And when these difficult states appear, it's pretty easy to have unhelpful attitudes about them, to interpret them in unhelpful ways, to relate to them in ways which are not good, and that are debilitating or deflating or something. You know, like a person could just have idea that, oh, terrible things are happening to me. And if that's the only story, that's pretty bad. If that's what carries the day. Or this is too much for me. Or I guess I'm always going to be this way, or I'm a bad person because of this, or there's a real problem here, I have to fix it, and I have to kind of bring out the pick and chisels and dynamite and get rid of it. So anyway, all kinds of things that we do. When we do the mindfulness practice, there's a particular approach, attitude, or idea that can be very helpful. And that is but the big part of our practice is to feel in the body what's going on. If we can, whatever the emotional challenge is, mindfulness practice maybe is not going to fix the external problems we have in the world. But it is a very powerful way of meeting what's in the inside, going on inside of us. And so to take time to feel and sense, experience physically, how are these emotions being expressed? How are they appearing in the moment for you? And as soon as we start feeling it physically in the body, we start putting ourselves in the present moment. And a little bit distancing ourselves from the stories, the ideas of it, the projections, the memories, and all these things that are operating, and start feeling what's happening in the present moment, which is good. And then as you feel, as we feel what's happening physically, the emotions, how the fear, the grief, or the anger, or the sadness, or whatever it might be, how it actually experienced in your body, then be with it like you're incubating something. And if you can feel it well, just let it be there, something wants to be born. What wants to be born? What is it that wants to come forth out of that? The phoenix rises out of the ashes, you know, that comes to mind. Sometimes it's like that. But it doesn't have to be that dramatic. It doesn't have to be ashes. But what is it that wants to be born? And maybe all these emotions and difficulties we have, in and of themselves, deep inside, in our inner felt experience, something there wants to come surface, something wants to be born. And if that's how you behold the difficulty, that's a whole different kind of, a whole different ballpark, it's a whole different world to live in than the world of feeling sorry for yourself, or being angry at yourself, or at the world, or blaming, or kind of all these complicated ways which we relate to the problem. I have a problem. But rather than seeing it as a problem, see it as this is really important. You're not going to have these emotions, you're not going to have these inner difficult feelings unless something wants to come forth, something wants to be born. And what is to sit, and your job is to incubate it. You're like a chicken for the egg. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sit there and keep it warm. Keep it safe, keep it warm, make space for it, so that something can begin to be born. But don't expect that you're going to see it be born. That's just more suffering. You just be with it, because something will be born for sure, but it might not be on your watch. You might, in retrospect, realize, oh, that's what came. Who would have guessed that something as difficult as my emotions I was having, who would have guessed that it was going to give birth to that? Wow, am I lucky. That's pretty cool. And you won't see the cause and effect relationship exactly directly, but so what wants to be born? Chances are for most people, I don't know about you all here, but chances are for most people to have the attitude that something important wants to be born is a much better attitude than how we usually relate to our emotional difficulties. It makes more room for something good to happen. It's not deflating, it's not sinking in, it's not, you know, closing up around it or something. So what wants to be born? What wants to arise out of the ashes? What wants to come forth? What wants to express itself? What wants to be said? What wants to be felt? What wants to be aspired for? What wants to be to appear for us? And part of this approach comes from having a lot of trust that there's more important, or there's trust in that we inside of us have amazing potential and capabilities that are not part of our conscious willed little world we tend to live in. We tend to live in this idea of me, myself, and mine, and what I have to do, and this is happening to me, and I have to do something, and something, you know, it's all this me, I thing going on. We're much bigger. Our inner life is so much bigger and more capable than you're ever going to be. Isn't that great? And so what wants to be born is the kind of get out of the way and let something surface, let something come and be born. And meditation is really one of the best places to do this, because of the fact that we're not going to speak while we're meditating, so you're not going to say something you shouldn't have said. And, you know, you're not supposed to move too much when you meditate, so you're not going to punch anyone out or buy a lottery ticket or something, because you feel that's what comes out. Oh, I have to buy a lottery ticket. Yeah. You know, and then you get tricked into something you shouldn't have been tricked in. But you sit there and just make space and make space and make space and don't come to any conclusions. Just see what wants to be born. See what wants to be born. Sometimes there are layers and layers of what wants to come. So something comes and, okay, what now? What now? What now? And I have, so I was repeating myself, but I have this tremendous belief in the that our inner life, or the Dharma, our inner life, it knows what's supposed to happen. It knows where healing is. It knows where resolution is, where reconciliation is. It knows where evolution is, where growth is. It really knows. Certainly, I think, oftentimes better than we know ourselves. So to make space, make room for that, and create the inner safety in there that allows something to be born. So I would encourage you to be good chickens. Tend to your eggs carefully, warmly, safely. Protect your eggs and see what wants to be born. Thank you.